if you have any kind of sense memory at all, you know one of the people that's with us here this morning because she's one of the people that's been here for us and with us since the very beginning. I remember hearing her practice just outside our control room in the early 1980s. And when I introduced myself, her husband followed me on the air on the weekends. And I said, "So what do you want to do?" They had just moved to this area, and she said, "I'm a singer, and I'm going to test my mettle in New York City." And she's here with some of her good friends today, culminating in a tour that took them around the world and to the homeland that was part of the subject of the material that they covered. The homeland was Ireland. And her partner for this musical endeavor, some of you may know as an integral part of a band called Hot House Flowers, Cassandra Wilson and Liam O'Manley are here today with some of their musical friends. And they're going to make some music on Morning Jazz today. And I hope you'll stay around for just some of it. Maybe all of it, if you're lucky.
To wear on Gadig, Buawak to in Mogro, Buawak to Gilen Finne.
Did you see my love? Did you see the light of her being? Did you see the apple smooth and the flower so sweet? Were you at the rock? Did you see my love? Was she persecuted like I am? Did you see the flowers sweet and the apples smooth? Yes, I was at the rock. And I saw your love. I was at the rock. I saw the light of her being. Were you at the rock? Did you see my love? Was she persecuted like I am? Did you see the apple smooth and the flowers so sweet? Yes, I was at the rock. I saw your love. I was at the rock. I saw the light of her being.
She darkly
Cassandra Wilson and Liam, am I saying this right? Omwanle.
Yeah, well, maybe more of a way than a wa. Mwanle. Close, you're closer than most.
The other two gentlemen out of the box here this morning.
No, we're beyond the box.
Beyond the box, yes. That's what it is.
If you're just out of the box, you're just kind of, it's a new normal. But we're beyond the box.
Yeah.
Beyond boxes. So there's no need to step out. This gentleman, I met him 25 years ago at Bradley's. And I believe Kirk Lightsey was performing there, because I went back in one of my old, what's the name of the?
Diary?
No. it was a publication that we used to have.
The program guide? Hot House?
Hot House. I keep all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I went back in one of the old hot houses and tried to synchronize the date that we met, which he remembers, and who was performing. And I had just signed with Blue Note and was looking for a guitarist to work with. And so I asked this gentleman to, you know, if he'd like to do a demo with me. And David O'Rourke said, there are other guitarists who can do what you want. That's basically what you said. Far better than I. And I said, okay, I guess that's a no.
David, thank you for joining us today. And this gentleman, I know from a long time ago, you guys have collaborated for quite some time as well.
We have known each other for and worked together for close to 20 years.
A little over.
22 years. Yeah.
Marvin Sewell from Chicago. Thank you for
Marvin Sewell
joining us too here this morning. We're going to spend some wonderful time together. Now, how did the two of you, although I have read, Cassandra, that you said, I have some Irish in my ancestry, in my blood. After that first tune, I think we all have some Irish in our blood. But the two of you came together how?
Well, we met at a concert called Ireland Rising, and it was produced by the Irish Arts Center. And Bill Whelan did an arrangement of Tupelo Honey, and that was the first time that we met. He sings I sing in English, and Liam sings in Irish, Gaelic.
Yep. It was a kind of a throwaway invitation in a way, because Bill had put together two arrangements for songs that, and we'd I'd come to his place and I'd played these two other songs. And he said, you could do, he'd heard me sing Tupelo Honey on the radio in Irish, in our native language. And because there's a project which translates a lot of great poetic artists into Irish. That's been going on for the past 10 years or so. And so it was like, you could do that with Cassandra Wilson. And to my ignorance, I, at that stage, didn't know who Cassandra was. But I registered this matching. And then I met this feisty woman in the green room who had a cap on her head, slightly cocked. And we kind of looked at each other skewways in a playful manner, and instantly there was a rapport there, you know, there was a kind of a boldness between fellow people. And still didn't know who the woman was until I went up and said, that's Cassandra Wilson. And kind of, I felt good about that. So, and I've been feeling good about that ever since.
Well, we've opened here this morning with that good feeling coming together on a piece called
The Rock. Unrotu Eragarig means, where you at the rock? And the rock signifies these places. The rock would have been a place where, a secret place to pr- practice our faith. And the redcoats, or who the black and tans, whoever it was, were enforcing the contrary law against our own native laws. If they were around, it wouldn't be safe to go to this secret place. And this song would be sung, and the second verse would either say, yes, she was being persecuted, or no, she wasn't being persecuted. The first verse asks the question, did you see my love? And was she the rape? And then the second, was she being persecuted like I am? And the answer would be, yes, she was, or no, she wasn't. And if it was yes, she was, the people would know, okay, we don't go. You know, it was a code song.
A code song.
Code, yeah. A song of code.
And also, not so much a song of protest as a song of refuge, where one could practice those inner feelings that were otherwise
banned. Yeah. And I mean, the whole, collective pain transformed into beauty is another aspect of our music. Any people anywhere in the world, really, who practice a kind of a divining of song rather than a systematic making of song. I don't know. This is statements. But, people who kind of channel feelings, especially collective feelings, folk, the feelings of the people. Mm. And it's in the gospel, and it's in the blues, and it's in a lot of our music also, where you express, and it's beautiful feeling, and it's a cleaning, and it's all of these things. So I think we talked a lot about this, Cassandra and myself. We sat in this building in 51st Street, West 51st Street, and we talked about our different impulses musically, our different impulses culturally, ancestrally, and just told a few stories. And very quickly, you know, we just threw a few things on the table. And this particular song is a traditional song that I have in my repertoire. And Cassandra very quickly took the translation and just made another song out of it, like that.
Mm. Sure.
And then, of course, the band, you know, just tuned, it's like driving a Ferrari or something, tuned in to this feeling and tuned into these chordal structures, which are kind of universal. That's not rocket science, but just a great feeling, just a great group of people on stage. Tuned in.
Yeah.
Music has that ability, regardless of the culture from where it initiates, before coming together many times with other cultures before it's done, or every time it's performed. And I think that's where we get beyond the box, don't we?
Yeah.
And we started with a tune from Dublin. The next piece of music we're going to hear about is a piece that I came to hear in unfortunate circumstances, but celebratory circumstances, and that was the funeral of our dear friend Jerry Allen. Cassandra, you sang a piece called Deep River. Yes. Tell me about that piece.
Well, it's a wonderful spiritual, and it's an arrangement by Brandon Ross. He brought the song to me, and we worked on it, and got it into a space that was really sweet. And so, as I said, it's a spiritual, and to tie in with what Liam was saying earlier, is that it's one of those songs that has an encoded message in it. It is one of the songs that the slaves would use to let the other slaves know, hey, it's cool, we can start our trek up north. It's like Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is one of those type warning songs. And Deep River is about, I believe, probably crossing the Ohio, which was one of the rivers that you had to cross in order to get up to Canada. So I think that's my guess.
And the only warning that I might impart on this particular morning is you're going to be late for work because you're not going to be able to leave without hearing this performance. Cassandra Wilson and Liam Omwenle and David O'Rourke and Marvin Sewell. They call themselves Beyond the Box. And you're about to hear why. This is Deep River.
My home is over Jordan, deep river, Lord. I want to cross over into campgrounds, deep river. My home is off a Jordan, deep river, Lord. I want to cross over into campground. Don't you want to go to that gospel feast, to that promised land, where all is peace, deep river, Lord. I want to cross over into campgrounds. That gospel feast, to the promised land, where all is peace, deep river, Lord. I want to cross over into campgrounds. I want to cross over into campgrounds. I want to cross over into campgrounds.
You know, the great thing about music, whether you are a maker of a music or you are simply an audience member who over the years has taken in so many special moments, it becomes a sense memory. It becomes part of your DNA, whether you're on a stage or in an audience, or you've just picked up a new recording and you brought it home and you're checking it out. All right. So you've downloaded one and you're listening to it as well. That's too invisible for me, but you understand what I'm talking about. That's the sense memory of this music. And when you bring it up with a musician, the stories are wonderful. And for Cassandra Wilson, that story, as you might imagine, started at home, didn't it?
Yes.
A lover of jazz meets a lover of Motown.
Yes, and my mother also loved country music, which was, you know, it was a pretty eclectic mix in the house. She would buy the box sets of classical music because she wanted to expose her children to everything. And, well, everything within her tastes. So she enjoyed classical music, but mostly rhythm and blues. And my father had a huge jazz collection. And we had this hi-fi. You remember the hi-fi? And the records would be nicely, neatly placed on the side, and you had the turntable there as well. And I would just always pull the albums out and just tear them apart. But my father was very, very indulgent. You know, he.
So you were exposed to all kinds of different music.
Yes.
Early on.
Yes.
And I'm sure, did it not maybe inform your sensibilities later on? Whether it be Patsy Cline or Miles Davis,
right,
or the work in M-Bass that you did out of Brooklyn. I mean, there's a fearlessness that comes along with, no, it's not just this I like or this, but it's all inclusive, isn't it?
Music is a universal language. And I believe the reason that Lehman and I connect so well is, you know, we discuss the fact that all indigenous cultures have a form of the blues. And so that's why we've been able, I think, you know, to build on that, you know, the fact that there is that deeply rooted connection to the earth. And that's what my life has been about, is connecting dots.
Sure.
You know, I just go along and listen to something and I'm able to feel the connectivity, and I see the world that way. You know, I see the connection between all of us.
And for Liam, same kind of thing. It started at home, your love of music.
It did, yeah. My father was very passionate about our language, first and foremost, and about our songs. And the west coast of Ireland, still the language is freely spoken. It's still connected back to the beginning. I mean, most of the rest of the country, the language was successfully moved aside from the mind, the collective mind of the people, whereas in the west it's still there, and that's you can touch it, you can see it in the molecules in the air. Almost there's an energy among the people where it just, it's an unbroken spirit. So he got that when he was a boy. He was brought to a place called Dunchin in Corcoraine, west of Dingle, in West Kerry on the coast, and it blew his mind. He met islanders there who looked like teenagers and found a rapport into his ancestry, into his bones. His bones woke up to what he was experiencing.
Liam O'Wanley and Cassandra Wilson and Marvin Sewell, thank you, man, for being here. And David O'Rourke, thank you, sir, for being here this morning on Morning Jazz from WBGO. We're going to close out with a tune that of the performances this morning, probably the most familiar to many in our audience, and maybe a favorite of both of our special guests here this morning. Certainly from Cassandra Wilson, Van Morrison, dear to your heart. Why?
I just have always loved his music. As I said, I grew up listening to a wide range of musical styles. And as I'm a child of the 60s and the 70s, that music was playing on the radio station. And back then, it was, you could hear rock and jazz and R&B all on one station.
Yeah.
Progressive radio.
That's what it was called.
Hello. Mm. Oh, boy.
Those were the days, right?
Yeah, you bet. Right? And for you, Van Morrison.
Yeah, well, you know, Belfast Boy, again, invented something. Felt a channel, really. I mean, somebody who just knows how to channel something. Really, so many of his songs are just the same chord structure, but each song has its own identity, so strong. And I love that. I love that. And a man obviously influenced deeply by the music of this culture here, and mm-hmm. but somehow able to give it out of himself, to make something of himself from it. He's a spiritualist or something. Mm-hmm.
And the fearlessness is there too. It has to be.
Oh yeah.
We're going to close out this morning on WBGO. Thank you all for your ears in the AM. I always say that. I'm very appreciative. But Cassandra Wilson, thank you.
Thank you so much.
For coming back home today.
Thank you, Gary.
There's a team, you know. I just have to thank the team, the Irish Arts Centre, who, like, the team, the people, the individuals there who just break their balls to get us here and I have to just say thanks to Barry and Grace,
Shella. I love your name.
And they have ongoing programs there, folks. It's the Irish Arts Center. They have a website. Google them, check them out, because there's a lot of great things happening there. And some of those great things,
Mac,
have been able to make their way here to WBGO. Yeah.
You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me, and sail around all the seven oceans, drop it straight into the deep blue sea. 'Cause he is as sweet as Tupelo honey. He's an angel of the first degree. He's as sweet as Tupelo honey. It's just like the honey from the bee.
Togo will go. Here's a tea. Could you start a more pope? Show and shin hard of Farigi. Hey, is me shay na me na ma me la
You can't stop us, no, on the road to freedom. You can't stop us, 'cause our eyes can see. Men within sight, men in granite, knights in armor, men on chivalry. He's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. He's an angel of the first degree. He's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. Just like honey from the bee. Just like honey from the bee. Just like honey from the bee.
Our thanks once again this morning to Cassandra Wilson, Liam Omwenle, and Marvin Sewell, and David O'Rourke. Yeah, you've been stung, haven't you? In a good way. Yeah, beyond the box. Live your life that way. You see what it sounds like when people do.